I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I was in a thrift shop the other day, and I bought a book that just might deserve a place in your treasure hunting library. It's called The Big Book of Secret Hiding Places by Jack Luger, published in 1987. This is a large format, 8.5 by 11 paperback, much like my own book, if you're familiar with that, and it has 124 pages. It's a book on how to hide stuff, which also means, if you think about it, it's a book on how to find stuff. Now, before I get too deeply into this program, let me tell you there are a few other books on this topic that might be better suited for you. I can't review them because I don't have them, but they all get a lot of good press, and it would be worth a check with your local library to see if they own any of these. The first is called Search, with an exclamation point at the end, by James Warnke, W-A-R-N-K-E. The second is How to Hide Almost Anything by David Krotz, K-R-O-T-Z. And the last two are both by the same author, Charles Robinson. They're called Secret Hiding Places and How to Hide Anything. Okay, when I was in the detector selling business back in the day, a customer told me that his grandpa had hidden a jar of gold and silver coins before he died, but nobody knew where. The two most likely places, this customer said, were either somewhere near or alongside a stone wall in the side yard of Grandpa's house, or somewhere in Grandpa's house. Now, a metal detector is usually your best bet if something is hidden outdoors near a stone wall. I told them to scan up and down the stone wall, too, in case Grandpa mortared his jar into the wall. But inside the house is another story. Your metal detector may not be too much help there because metal is everywhere. You don't want to rip off the side of a window where you get a strong signal, only to find the sash weight. But I digress. Back to my story about Grandpa's treasure. At the time, I had a copy of James Warnke's book, Search. I lent the book to that customer, and that was the last I ever saw of either the book or the customer. I wonder if he ever found that jar. But back to the subject of this show, the Jack Luger book. It has 17 chapters, many of them way off topic as far as we're concerned. Well, unless you're into smuggling, hiding guns in your house, or shipping weapons clandestinely. Now, that's a fun word, by the way, clandestinely. But much of the book will open your eyes to indoor hiding places you might never have considered. Most people, when they come up with a hiding place, think it's their own original idea, but the truth is that most hiding places have been around for decades, if not centuries. Here are a few examples of common hiding places you may already know about. Taped inside the back of the toilet. Under the bottom drawer in a chest of drawers. Between the mattress and box springs in a bed. Frozen in an ice cube tray in the refrigerator. And underneath the stairs or in the hollow stairway post in a house with a stairway. Now here are a few not so common hiding places. Inside a fake electrical outlet box on the wall. Inside a wall telephone, or an old 35mm camera that has had its innards removed. In a hollow shower curtain rod. In hollowed-out table or chair legs, and in the space behind a bathroom medicine cabinet. This book covers a lot more hiding places, and if you think you might ever be asked to search the inside of a house for someone, or if you get the chance to do it for yourself, you'll find a lot of good ideas in this book that you never would have come up with on your own. The book covers hiding places that involve the construction of the house, hiding places that involve furniture and various other items inside the house, and even clever hiding places in vehicles. Again, the book is called The Big Book of Secret Hiding Places by Jack Luger, L-U-G-E-R. Thanks for listening, and please check out my book at treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.